Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As An Adult, the podcast where I review movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And this week, I review 1995's The Net. If you want to keep in touch with the podcast, follow me on Instagram on I Watch This As An Adult. And if you like what you hear, support the podcast by donating. Hit the support button and donate what you want. On with the show. All right, guys, 1995's The Net. First of all, this movie's kind of weird because it's very 90s, but it's ahead of its time. And what I'm saying about this movie is, like, it's very 90s in delivery, but it's very ahead of its time with, like, the whole not trusting your government and all this invasion of privacy stuff. It's very ahead of its time with that. This movie follows Angela Bennett, who is played by Sandra Bullock. She's a system analyst. This movie tries to be topical. You know, this movie came out in I'm pretty sure they shot this in 94. Man, what a big year this was for Sandra Bullock, because she had The Net and then she had Speed. You know, so this is the rise of Sandra Bullock. I'm trying to remember anything. Oh, I know what else she was in. She was in another movie. Was she in, I'm trying to remember if she was in, because I don't remember Sandra Bullock in anything else before Demolition Man. I think Demolition Man, that's the first thing I've ever seen her in. And then she did Speed. And then she did The Net. So, yeah, big year and a half for Sandra Bullock, by the way. But I was saying, like, this movie was probably shot in 1994, but it came out in 1995. Very topical, because, like, 1995 was the big internet boom. Everybody had a .com company. Everybody was getting those America Online discs in the mail. Remember that? Anybody remember America Online discs? They would send those. My parents would get those in the mail all the time and didn't know what to do with them. They're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? Because we didn't have a computer. I don't think I got a computer until 2004. Like, a home computer. We didn't get a home computer until about, like, 2004. And, like, that was about, like, almost when I was about to leave the house. You know, so, like, and go to college. You know, so, like, that's when we got our first home computer. I didn't use it very much. And then I had my own computer. And then I remember my aunt had a computer. Like, she was, like, the first person in the family that had a computer, and she had a Gateway, and I would go to her house all the time. And, like, this is like in the late 80s, early 90s. I think around, like, I want to say like around 89, 90, like, cause I used to go over to her, house all the time. And, like, first thing I would do is just make a beeline for the computer, because she had, like, solitaire on there, and I wanted to play I like playing solitaire and just messing around on a computer. You know, didn't know what the fuck I was doing at the time, but just fucking around on the computer. For some reason, like, she was like the first person in the family I remember that had a computer, and I was just like, oh my god, she has a computer. She had the dial-up modem and all that other shit. You know, she had all that stuff. But yeah, man, but like my family, like my immediate family, my mom and dad didn't have a computer. Like I said, we didn't get a computer until like about like 2004 when it was time for me to fucking leave. You know? It was time for me to leave the goddamn nest. But yeah, man, like I remember that. I remember get those goddamn America Online goddamn discs in the mail and my parents not knowing what to do with them. But this movie really tries to like cram all types of internet cliches. Like, oh, it's a virus. There's even a line where like, I don't know where to plug in my modem. And they had chat rooms and all this other shit in the movie, you know. But for the most part, it's like just this run-of-the-mill 90s movie, pretty much. Most of the supporting actors, I don't know. I don't know most of the supporting actors in this movie. Because like, it's kind of like they used like a bunch of day players. It's like, that's what it is. Like, they used a bunch of day players to pad out the movie. You know, like, cause like, I was like, you see people and then you don't see them again. There's a lot of that in this movie where like, you see a character and then you don't see that character ever again. I had a feeling like everyone in this movie, except for Sandra Bullock, got paid like $100 a scene, you know? And Dennis Miller's in this movie also. So like, most of the salary went to Sandra Bullock and Dennis Miller. And the guy that played the bad guy, maybe, I don't know. I don't think he's been in a lot of shit either. Speaking of the bad guy, there's one thing in this movie that irks me. Like, one scene in this movie that irks me. So, to the plot, getting back to the plot, Angela, like I said, she's a systems analyst. She gets sent this program, right? With all this like confidential like government files and stuff. Some senator, they found out he had HIV. At the beginning of the movie, like there's this senator, he finds out that he has HIV and he commits suicide in the park. Like, he just fucking puts a gun in his mouth and just blows his fucking brains out. It's like nothing. So apparently he found out he had HIV and he didn't want to live with it, so he just fucking killed himself. But I guess he knew some shit. But like, you know, I don't know. It's the fucking net. But I don't know. But so like, she gets sent this program with all this confidential government file, all these confidential government files on it, and I don't just. Jack and they send this guy named Jack Devlin to kill Angela. Angela goes on a trip to Cozumel, Mexico. She meets Jack Devlin. That doesn't sound like a bad guy's name, huh? Jack Devlin. She meets Jack Devlin. Jack is sent there to kill Angela, but he seduces her first. And this is the part that gets me. Like, they go on a dinner, they go on a walk on the beach and all this shit, and he gets her on a boat, and on the boat, he's going to kill her. He's going to shoot her with a silencer. He puts the silencer in his pocket, in like his jacket pocket, right? On the inside. Jack and Angela end up having sex. Angela never finds this gun. It's in his jacket pocket. They have to get naked to have sex. But she doesn't find the gun until conveniently after they have sex is when she finds the gun. I was like, you didn't feel nothing hard in his pocket the whole fucking time? You didn't feel shit? The gun didn't go off. None of that is. Y'all, okay. Anyway. But yeah, she never finds the gun. But most of this movie is just like 90s cat and mouse. She's running. Jack's chasing her. She doesn't know who to trust. and all this other shit. The only person that she trusts, he dies. Another person that she trusts, he dies. And it's just a whole bunch of people dying, and she's running, and the bad guys are chasing her, and all this bullshit. This movie's pretty fucking boring. That's why it's kind of, I'm be honest, like, I really got nothing for this movie. Really. I really got nothing. It was kind of, it was just really, really, this movie was just really, really dull and a real pain in the ass to get through. You know, this movie's pretty fucking boring. It is. It's pretty fucking boring. I thought I was gonna get, like, I really thought I was, like, I was gonna get some, like, big laughs out of this shit. You know, I thought I was, like, I thought this shit was gonna be, I thought this shit was gonna be, like, just real stupid fun. But it's real stupid boring. Honestly, off top, that's it. You know, do I recommend this movie? Hell no. Any other fun facts? My fun fact of the episode, there is a sequel. It's called The Net 2.0. Stars some chick named Nikki DeLoach, who used to be a singer on the Mickey Mouse Club or some shit. And there was also a there was also a TV series about The Net. It was called The Net The Series, I guess. Some shit. And actually had some famous people on there. Jeremy Renner was actually on the show. And The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, was actually on the show. He actually did an episode of the show. But that's pretty much it, man. There's nothing to this movie. The score is 2 out of 5. You can have it on in the background. You know, it's like one of those movies. You know, like one of those movies where, like, it's in the background and you don't really fucking watch it. It's just there for noise. That's The Net, pretty much. That's The Net. I can't wait for next week. I am excited for the next 2 weeks. I'm excited for. I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to talk about at the end of June. That will be saved for the end of June. So, like, you'll have to wait. But I'm very, very, very excited for my last episode of June. I'm also excited to do this because this is a movie I haven't watched in a while. Next week, I will be reviewing Romeo Must Die, starring Jet Li, Aaliyah, Anthony Anderson, and DMX. Peace, everybody.